Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I'm so glad to talk to you here in Costa Rica. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm in Ama Tierra, which is a healing retreat center here. And there's a lot of wind, and the signal on Skype seems to get caught in the wind somehow, so we may lose each other, but we'll get back together. It's beautiful, beautiful. There's iguanas, there's beautiful toucans, and oh, I can't even describe it. I'm not very good at that, but we're in kind of the forest, the jungly forest, where the sound of the cicadas is sort of like, it's like a really loud, loud buzz at dusk time and at sunrise. And it's so loud that I was talking to someone on the phone who said, "Can you please turn off your kettle? It's boiling." It's really making this very high, kind of a high-pitched plug-in implement sound. It's really an interesting place. Ama Tierra is a place run by Jill and Bob Ruttenberg. Jill and I were good friends in Tucson. And Jill is a healer and a nutritionist. The food is outrageous. And I'm eating 3 squares a day, which I never get to do at home because I'd have to cook it all myself, wouldn't I? So if you want to come to a place where you can get massage, where you can have readings, where you can have all kinds of crystal bowl sound healing support and so on and so forth, this is a great place with little casitas and, oh my gosh, it's great to be in the warm weather and the wind and the damp air, which is more soothing than really dry air at times. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle, and one of the things that we've been talking about this week on Paradigm Shifters is, there's somebody else talking loudly on the phone at the same time. This is crazy. So we have to ignore that. One of the things we were talking about this week is Jim Emke talking about nutrition. And I was asking him questions about using nutrition as a support for mental health problems in our country. And we know that the American diet has actually fallen prey to huge markets, and the market doesn't care as long as you buy the food, right? They don't care what you're eating or what kind of additives they're putting in there. So it's really created a lot of problems for people. So I figured that while I'm here at Ama Tierra, maybe we want to, because I want you to call in tonight, maybe we want to talk about foods, what kind of foods you're eating, how is your mental health, what is it that supports you emotionally and mentally, how are you handling your diet? One of the things that's really interesting that a lot of us have been learning lately is that your neurotransmissions, how your brain is affected very deeply by the state of your intestinal tract. And it's a lot of your neurotransmissions are created in your intestinal tract. And so that's a really interesting thing. So if somebody phones me for a session and they'll say, for example, "Oh, I'm really depressed," or I'm very dizzy, or "I can't sleep," or "I can't stay awake," or whatever, you can look right into their intestinal tract and see that there's an awful lot of energy locked in there. It could be, just a pile up of leftover material so you're not evacuating it properly. Or you could be holding a lot of karmic or lack of forgiveness energy and so on. But the point I'm trying to make here is that it has a huge impact on your brain and the way you're thinking and your emotions and how you're feeling. So it's really interesting. I wanted to say something else about, the other thing is when I'm talking to people about their health and they phone for a session, so we're on long distance phone, and some people will say, "Oh my gosh, I'm having a terrible time. I think I'm having heart attacks," and I look at them, and not every time, but sometimes I look and I go, "Oh my gosh, it's not your heart, it's your intestinal tract," because there's a direct line between the intestines and the blocks there and the function of the heart. And I think a lot of you know that if you eat foods, and the foods are the food that you're allergic to foods, what will happen is it triggers all kinds of fibrillation or ta-ta-ta-ta-ta in the heart. And that's not because the food goes directly to the heart, but it goes directly through your digestive system, and that in turn off gases or the nutrition moves off into the nerves to the heart. So it's a really, really interesting subject. Jim Emke was talking about how he had terrible boils actually as a kid, and they repeated for, I guess, 10 years, and he used every kind of possible pharmaceutical and so on to try to get rid of them. And the only thing that worked, when he finally met someone who's a very famous nutritionist, the only thing that worked for him was intestinal cleanse, fasting. I guess it was a 7-day fast and some enemas and so on, and he never ever got his boils again. So it's not quite like the heart, is it? But he did talk about, the other thing that he talked about was that it's very interesting that when you do a cleansing of the intestinal area, what happens is that the energy moves to the left on the side of the heart and becomes really connected to what the heart is doing. So it really is an interesting subject. I find when I can't sleep or I can't calm down, I eat raw broccoli. And many years ago, it was really funny because I was sort of trying to change my diet. I was kind of broken down from a lot of life experiences. And what happened was I had a lot of body pain. It was before I kind of got fit. And I didn't know what to do, but I knew I was beginning to realize that some foods made me more emotional and I couldn't think straight. So at night, when I wanted to nibble and eat chips and stuff, which I didn't do, I would eat raw broccoli because it gave me lots to chew on. It took time, and maybe I'd watch television or something. But I noticed by doing that, that my body pains went away. Now, what's really interesting about that is, like, I would just chew and chew, and that solved my need to be emotionally eating, which a lot of us do. But on the other hand, it was really remarkable to me that that took away my pain, A, and B, it helped me sleep. Isn't that interesting? So I just always recommend to people that you pay attention to things that you're eating. But when you're eating raw, oh yeah, and I met some medical students who said that that couldn't work because raw broccoli cannot affect your body. It can't absorb it. You have to cook the broccoli. And I smiled and said, thank you very much. I mean, they had scientific proof, but so did I, didn't I? Sitting on the couch and chewing broccoli till my pains went away was pretty scientific proof. And a lot of us are hearing a lot lately about turmeric, that good old Indian spice, which is bright, bright yellow, and it's got a curryish kind of effect. And if you take turmeric, when you've got a lot of body pain, you're very often going to quell that pain, calm it down. Now, that's interesting, too, because I'm saying raw broccoli did, but so does raw turmeric for people. Food is a very interesting, and I can't remember who was the famous ancient doctor. I should know the answer to this one. Maybe you can Google it, because we're all online, who said that the medicine of the future will be through our food. And I really think a lot of us are learning that. So with the help of Jill Ruttenberg here in Amatierra, it's spelled Amatierra, which is love of the land, we're having a lot of help and a lot of assistance here through wonderful, wonderful, yummy meals, but also having the quality and the relationship to what's in the food that you and I would actually feel better. Boy, it's nice to be fed. So let's do our conjoint meditation. Let's do our sacred geometric meditation. And then I'm going to get you to call in and tell me what's going on with your world, your diet, your emotional nature. What are the hurdles in your life? What are you trying to get through? How can we help you see beyond the pothole you might find yourself in or the challenge that you're experiencing right now? I love it when you call in. We had some great callers last week, and I hope to have even more this week. So why don't you join me in the meditation that we're all going to share? Now remember, when we're doing this, we're on global radio, right? When we're doing this meditation together, we're literally setting up a coherent field. And in that coherent field, it's a kind of contagious zone. It's like an amniotic fluid for all of us to gain the ability to move up some vibrational notches. So you're helping the whole world by doing a coherent meditation with a group of people. And especially when those people are spread all over the place, right? We're kind of swaddling the world in a high frequency energy. So join me on this and have some fun while you're at it. Remember, in this meditation, we do manifestation and we do some healing work. We're going to do manifestations of your personal growth factor. We're going to do a manifestation of your big dream in life. And we're going to do some healing work on you and on some of the people you know that are ill and on some political situation. And we're going to jump back into our star tetrahedron. And then you're going to join me here and you're going to call in, right? So close your eyes. Unless you're driving or standing on one foot or standing on a cliff. A couple of deep breaths. Good. Now above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball through the spine, all the way down through your spine and into the lower golden ball, a gold filament of light. Can you feel that in your spine? Now from your upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid and push the base of the pyramid out to give yourself room to play. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. So now you're in an octahedron. And in that eight-sided structure, I want you to create a crystal ball. And the outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. Good. Now remember that Star of David, that three-dimensional Star of David, is actually able to function as your light body. That's that vehicle that you change dimensions with. It's really, really helpful to learn to feel the presence of your star tetrahedron, of your light body. Because you'll be able to use it to manifest shifting dimensions and all kinds of magic, but we don't have to do all that today. So now in your star tetrahedron, I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. Great. As soon as we start spinning, I feel like I'm dizzy. Spin and spin and spin. And in front of you, whilst you're spinning, see a magical screen, a movie screen. And on that screen, we're going to create a movie. This movie is all about you becoming who you want to become. And each week I say I want to become consciously multidimensional. That means on every dimension possible, I want to see, interact, be able to function. Good. You don't have to want that same thing, but you can. So the idea is when you see on the screen that you're actually creating this facility and ability, and you really feel you're getting somewhere, wrap it in light and move it over to the left. Just wrap it all up because it's going to stay cooking inside of our beautiful light womb there. Now we have a second screen, and on that screen you're going to create something that you want to create. It can be a movie, can be a house, it can be a round-the-world trip, it could be anything you want, but you're going to create a project, and you're going to see all the resources, the people, the places, the time, the moolah, everything you need to create your project. Everything flows to you. Law of attraction, you're bringing it all to you. And see all the pieces of your project coming together. Yeah, you see all the pieces, the helpers that you need, the enjoyment that there is for it. And when you feel like you've gotten there, that it's really achieved the way you want it to be, just a sec, one more piece of mine isn't done yet. Okay, when you feel like you've got it there and all the pieces are coming together, yep. Good. Then you just high-five yourself. And then let's see how to call in all the resources it's going to take to sustain your project and until it comes to a natural end. All the money, the people, the time, the intention, the delight, until it comes to a natural flow. And then wrap all that in light and send it over to the side so it can keep stewing and generate itself. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. I call it galactic because it has beings from all over the universes. Bring in your healing table, a fresh, beautiful, bright light healing table. And the first person on that table is you. And look up and see circling the table some of those beings that are with you all the time. Or maybe you've got some special visiting ones right now. And they surround the table. And you could feel their presence, can't you? And now what you want to do is get some help. That's right. For something that you need help with. If you don't know what it is you need help with or you need healing with, ask them and they'll tell you something that you could work on. I've asked for something in particular and I'm getting little whispers from these beings. Good. That's it. Excellent. Boy, I really feel it. Can you feel the energy buzzing through your body as we do this? And wrap it in light and move it over to the side. Now remember, your team, your healing team is magical, so they can replicate themselves. So let's bring in a fresh table and think of somebody you want to bring in, somebody that you want to help heal. In this case, there's a woman I know, and she suddenly has found she has Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and she's lost the ability to speak. And they say that she is kind of fading out of being able to interact with life. So we're asking these beings if they can help work with her. Oh, I see. So what they're working with is her base, the base of her spine. I want each of you, even if you have people of your own, to send light. And send intention that this person get the healing she need before you move on to another person on your own table. So I'm seeing at the base of the spine and into the central part of her head and the brainstem, they're working on her. Good. Excellent. And they're pulling a lot of old material out of her stomach. Yeah. And now they're flooding a lot of light through her head, all the way down her spinal cord. And I'm going to ask another thing, is that she feel the love that's around her and the love of spirit in her. That's it. And then as we see the energy that they're placing around her and through her, let's wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to have another healing table brought in, a fresh healing table. Remember, our team can replicate themselves. That's it. Now, who are we bringing in this time? Who do you want to bring into this table? Let's bring in someone who's a brilliant, brilliant inventor who's had a few changes in his world that's made it hard to market some of his inventions. And he's moving into a time, a new time of creativity, and needs to have the support and the direction of his energy fields to help manifest this new phase of his life. And we're wrapping him in, well, the guides are wrapping him in light and filling his belly, subconscious karma, his belly chakra, his solar plexus, his heart, his throat, and his third eye with tremendous light, because what he needs now is the feeling of inspiration. And he needs to find the infusion of extra energy. There he goes. Now our special, what would we call him? Our subject may even fall asleep, actually. And they're wrapping him in light so that he can be consistently infused with a high frequency energy to help him inspire himself and receive the inspiration from the universes. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. Let's do another fresh table. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a friend here who's coming into the table. It's a woman, and we have a healing team around the table. And the woman has gotten some central nerve problem. She's had some fragilities around a tooth and around a head injury. And we're asking for help. And they're showing here a terrific amount of... Okay. So what they're doing here with her is taking out some old programs that have been lodged in her since childhood. They're pulling it out in the form of energy. They look funny. They look like strings to me, as if they're pulling strings out of her, I would say out of the brain, but I think it's not the brain. I think it's the etheric aspect of the brain. That's it. They're pulling things out. And these strings are sort of odd little things. You know how in reconnective healing they talk about vibrations are light and information. And I want to say that the strings they're pulling out of this one's brain and out of her belly and out of parts of her central nervous system, they're just pulling these. They're just old programs that have been lodged in there and are keeping her acutely fragile. Excellent. That's it. Excellent. And she may even feel calmer and more peaceful as well. Maybe like our prior one, she might get sleepy. Good, now let's wrap her in light and move her over to the side. And now we're going to bring in a fresh table, and this table is for a political situation. You know, up in Washington State, there is this terrible mudslide. I want us to put that, we usually do something that's very global, but let's start off by doing the mudslide and bring the whole mudslide in on a table here with all the beings that were lost in that mud or have lost people in the mud. Yeah. It's an interesting and traumatic there. I keep seeing, envisioning that there's a staircase and there's a few people that are alive that are trapped in some kind of airlock in the staircase, but we'll see. But many have passed. So let's just infuse it with light so that their spirit selves, those beings, are carried with love into the next realms and that there's no one left suffering. That's it. And feel the light come in from the universes and come in and infuse and imbue all of that area, that mud, those houses that were smashed, the people that were lost, people that have lost people. Absolutely infuse them with the light of harmony and growth and love as they move through different realms. Good. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side and let it perk. And then I'd like us to all spend just a minute here calling in the high frequency energies that are being downloaded from the universes at this time in through the top of your head, down through your neck, circle round and round in your heart, come up through the shoulders, down the arms, out your hands. Then I want you to pat the whole world with these hands that are radiant with energy. Pat all the places in the world that you know of that are where people are very sick, where people are very poor, where the earth has been ripped and torn and is suffering, and where people are at war and they're suffering, and where power structures are sending people to war. All of those need healing. And let's send these frequencies through the palms of your hand into all these places on this planet that need healing. Pat, 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 pat. Yeah. And all the animals need to receive it as well, don't they? And the elementals. Good. And now keep patting these lights round and round and round your planet until your whole planet is radiant with lights. Round and round and round, and the light comes back up through your hands, up your arms, swirls round and round through your shoulders and your heart, pops back up through the heart, in through the neck and way out into the head and to the great central sun. Pops way out into the great central sun, back down through the top of your head, shoots down through your body and into the core of the earth. Good. Now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And then I want you to call me here. Remember, this is Veronica, and I want to talk to you about what's going on in your life. But you got to call me, because that's the way it is, right? It's a little tricky here, because the signal goes in and out. So why don't you call me, because you can see the numbers on your screen, and I can't necessarily. All right, let's see here. Okay, so what we're looking at is a number of people. Okay, all right. So we're talking about food stuff. At least that's what I started talking about today. And I'm not really sure if that's the subject we want to continue. But in any case, let's talk about foods. Let's talk about if you don't have decent kind of fiber. Now, what is fiber? Fiber is stuff that's crunchy, that is like time-released nutrition, isn't it? It takes quite a while for your system to break it down. And that's what makes your blood sugar more stable. And it makes your intestinal tracts work harder to clear out all the debris left over from foods that might be toxic. I mean, you don't know, right? So I started talking about the intestinal tract because of its huge impact on your brain potential. We have a weird country. We have a country. Oh, goody, you're on the air and I get to shut up for a little while. Hi.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you're talking about the intestinal tract.
Oh, okay.
I just bought a new product called plant-based magnesium calcium product, and it seems to be making my intestinal tract worse.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to ask you about that.
That's interesting to me that one of the things that happens with you all the time is that a lot of your body is ready to be triggered into pain almost no matter what you do, you see? And I'm going that magnesium should be a pain calmer particularly, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what they said. I bought it because I'm constipated all the time, and I thought it would help with the constipation, but it just makes it so, I don't know if you would say sticky or what, but it doesn't pass through very well, and then it just seems like, you know, it just kind of stays in there.
Well, the thing about it is you need, see, I don't know, magnesium's a funny thing. What is it, magnesium and calcium?
Yeah, magnesium, calcium, they say it's a plant-based. Mineral. It has lots of minerals in it. And it has folic, I don't know what that is. Do you?
Folic acid
F-U-L-V-I-C.
It's a vitamin. I'm thinking it's part of the B vitamins, but I have to look it up to make sure. But I think the problem that I'm looking at here is that it doesn't have any fiber, even though it's plant-based.
Right.
And I also think that your little system is so in pain that it's hard to know whether it's just the challenge of releasing the intestinal tract that hurts so much. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Could very well be, yes.
Does it make you calmer in the mind, in the brain?
No, doesn't seem to.
Well, it's very fashionable for people to take liquid magnesium these days to calm down. Doesn't work for me, so I'm looking at you and I'm going, you need to have, it would be really good if you could have a different regimen of diet. What are you eating these days?
Well, I just do, do mostly shakes and stuff, but they've got lots of really good nutrition in them. I do a green drink and something called Life Force. Has bunches of stuff in it. And then aside from that, just eggs and sometimes rice cereal in the mornings.
And no Big Macs or anything.
Oh, God, no.
I'm teasing you anyway. I know you wouldn't do that. But, because it looks like you could use just a sec here. I just don't think, I think almost anything that you try lately seems to be of its own not good enough. It seems like you're already suffering quite a bit and nothing's taken that away right now. Is that right?
Right.
Are you doing any physical activity yet?
Well, I'm trying to walk more, definitely, but it's just extremely painful for me to even walk it. The psoas muscles are just really compromised. That's the right word, especially the one on the right. But I had these treatments from this guy that has a Life Force machine, and he ran it for 4 hours, and it was way, way too much.
Really?
Yeah, just really
Does he bring it to you? What's a life force machine, Carol?
Oh, they just run different vibrations through you, and he was running an emotional energy through me to clear out my emotions.
Is it, well, something has worked. What you feel like to me is that you might be suffering, and your intestinal tract looks very raw to me, but you might be suffering, but there's a strength in you that you didn't have about 3 weeks ago anyway. You're getting stronger all the time.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon we'll call you Hercules.
How about Wonder Woman?
That'll do. Have you got a good t-shirt?
Well, I can get one. Hey, I'm looking at something here called Earth and Sea Greens with SBOs and fiber.
Oh, okay, good. That's what you're taking?
No, I could get it. I haven't gotten it yet. They just sent me a sample with the ancient mineral blend.
And the ancient mineral blend is the magnesium?
Yes.
I just want it to have more substance to it, you know?
You mean like fiber?
Like fiber, yeah.
Yeah, so the earth and sea greens would give me the fiber then.
Yeah, but do you have something as simple as flaxseed?
Well, I just talked to Manny, and he's going to send me some, actually.
Yeah, because if you just grind up flaxseed, it's cheaper, darling. It's
I can't. He's going to send ground up flaxseed. You know, I can't. I have no way to grind it on my own, so. As they say, sometimes already ground up gets rancid pretty quick. So I don't know about that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have a little old coffee grinder. That's what I use.
Yeah, I used to have one of those, but I don't know what's happened to it.
Okay, well, in any case, the thing about fiber, flaxseed, is it's... If you get it and it's not rancid yet and you keep it in the fridge, you should be fine.
Uh-huh.
And so if Manny's sending it, he's not sending you a rancid set.
Well, he said it was on sale. He got some flyer from the health food store, and they said it was on sale, so it's probably past its due date.
Yeah, but you can tell if it's rancid. Everybody at home can tell, because it's... thing about rancid, any kind of rancid oils, it kicks nutrition out of your system. You can't really afford that, right?
Right.
But you can tell by just putting it on your tongue, and if it's got a bitter taste, it's got, you know, that odd taste you get when things go rancid?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be anyway. I think Manny knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so can you just eat flaxseed whole? Will that not do it?
It's hard to digest sometimes, and you're not really... sometimes it's okay if you're really, really strong and very skookum, you can break up those flax seeds. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if otherwise, I mean, you could actually put them in a pillow or some little cloth bag and hit them with a hammer.
Well, I can't do that because of my shoulders, so you know, I'm kind of compromised to what I can do and what I can't do in that respect.
But David could do that.
He'd probably like it.
Exactly. I mean, it's really not that hard. You can hit it with a... Because I really think, for people at home, I think it's really important to have a very simple kind of fiber all the time. It gives you the oils. It gives you the movement in your gastrointestinal tract. It'll help you a lot. The thing that perplexes me about the magnesium is who sold it to you, because there's something about you having calcium deposits in your body, and I'm not really sure if it has a way of interacting with those, which is calcium and magnesium work together better than apart, don't they?
Well, they say not. They say what causes the calcium deposits is the wrong kind of calcium. I guess there's bad calcium.
And well, yeah, it's stuff you can't metabolize, you know?
Yeah, you can't do calcium on its own. It's got to be like a natural source, you know, like just Well, I think you know what I mean, right? What I'm trying to say.
But we have another caller, so I might leave it at that, and then we'll talk soon, okay?
You do think I'm stronger, right?
I do. I think you're emotionally way stronger than you've been. But I'm going to get this other caller, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. And I want to move to Paradise, which is where you are.
Paradise sounds
good. All right.
Bye-bye. Yes. Take care. Bye. Hello. I've got you on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Sharon.
Hi. Who is it?
Sharon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You've helped me through a job search, and I have accepted a new position, and I start on Monday, and I was lucky enough to have a week in between jobs.
Ooh.
And I thought that would be a really nice for renewing and so forth, but I've been feeling kind of shaky and dizzy and so forth all week so far. And so I was wondering if I should be doing something besides just trying to relax and meditate and just looking for thoughts on something.
And you're starting your job on Monday?
Yes. I'm very excited. It sounds like a good fit.
So. What are you scared of?
Oh, that's a good question. So the last two jobs I've had were very difficult in terms of relationships with my immediate supervisor. And so I guess I'm worried that might happen again, or another difficult relationship at work, even though this one I think is going to be much better. But I think that's probably what I'm worried about.
Yeah, because I think it's going to be a lot easier. Not easier, let me see. You have to have a challenge, right?
Yes, right.
And you look like this person that you're going to work for needs you in a way that is quite potentially very compatible.
Good.
And I don't think you're going to find... the last two people had real power issues, didn't they?
Yes, right.
This doesn't seem like that at all. Seems like she needs somebody who's a big girl who can look after... who can be responsible and look after things and not be needing, you know, too much coaching and so on. I think you're going to really like it.
Okay.
Almost
good.
Like you're going to get to show your stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. And you're very, very creative. And I think it's going to bring up, you know, there's a few stumbling blocks, meaning you have to adjust and you have to kind of develop your rapport together. But it looks like it's going to be much more satisfying than the last two jobs. And I'm excited.
Oh,
so you're going to fill us in and let us know.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And we have another caller, so we'll talk again. Okay, honey?
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it for me, Veronica?
This is for you, darling.
I just want to say that I am exquisitely happy that you are where you are, having a wonderful, wonderful experience taking care of yourself.
Thank you.
Has it been 2 weeks since you've been the privilege to be in Costa Rica?
Yes, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Do you get to stay longer?
Yep. I'm not leaving until the 22nd, I believe, of April.
Oh, how amazing.
Am I spoiled or what?
Sometime when you get back, I so hope that you'll share a little more with us about what it was like for you to be there, the environment, and just for fun, what's the temperature?
It's been around, I think it's been about 75 or 80 most of today.
Oh, that's lovely.
What's your name?
I didn't know that I didn't say it, or that Doug didn't say it on my behalf. I'm Deborah, and I wanted to say a few things. It's absolutely phenomenal that you've been doing some programs on health.
Oh,
good. I think it's so needed for all of us, because we need to integrate that instead of having a tendency to be imbalanced by just only the spiritual side of things.
Oh, right. You're right, actually. Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be helping a lot of people. And I've had some very major serious stuff going on with my colon for years, and I've come through a lot and I've learned a lot. And I just wanted to make a little bit of comment, perhaps that might be beneficial to Carol or other people as well.
Yes, please fill us in. This is great.
Well, one of the things for sure and certain that we all have some significant damage to the colon if we've been bread eaters. And I won't go into the whys and the wherefores of that, just to make a general statement about it. And in the healing process from some of the damage that does, we can cleanse with the fiber and sometimes, you know, go on a cleansing program to do some deeper cleaning. And for sure and certain, after a colon cleanse, and don't ever do it so that it's so harsh that it just takes you down to weak and real sick. It can be done fairly gently. But that's always a prerequisite before you would ever do any deeper cleanses, like for your liver and kidneys and gallbladder and all those continuums.
Is that what you did, Deborah?
It's what we all must do, and not just necessarily just one time, but that the flaxseed is a wonderful thing. And what else works really beautifully is to combine flaxseed with a quality, what is the other bulk
psyllium?
Thing that we all know what
psyllium?
It is? That's it. That's absolutely. And you can grind fresh flax and then mix psyllium with it and then keep it in the freezer so that you don't have to worry about it going rancid. But
right.
That way you'll get a deeper scrubbing, and it's not hard on you if you don't push too hard.
And if you do it kind of regularly too, hey?
Absolutely. But then mm-hmm. the other things that I was thinking of for Carol and anybody else that wants to improve their gut health, it is absolutely imperative that we get some culture in there, not just the probiotics, but the live enzyme vinegar, the sauerkraut, the kefirs. It's just a whole world of wonderful that it needs to be explored by anybody that wants their health to improve, because that's where the problem is coming from.
Because we don't have the fermenting capacity, right?
But the body heals. You know, the colon has to be cleansed and nourished and healed. Oh, another wonderful thing, perhaps for Carol or anybody else that might want to know, a quality aloe vera on a daily basis will soothe and help some of what feels uncomfortable. And slippery elm is another good one. But
that's great. And have you been doing this for a while, Deborah?
It's been years that I have had to work to improve the health of my colon. That at one time it was completely shut down for 15 years.
Wow.
So I
want to say, what about the emotional component of all that too?
Oh my dear, yes. And so, I was committed to stay alive and to come through it and learn what it was all about. And I've still got a way to go. But I'm so grateful, because for those of us that don't understand the seriousness of how important it is to take care of our colon. And if we don't, we can put all the nutrition in. We can do all the detox programming, and then not get to the higher side of the mountain because we don't understand what to do to get our colon healthy.
Well, so you're a very helpful, knowledgeable person. And I have to say goodbye because we only have about 2 minutes left. And I have to say goodbye to everybody, right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And it's just, I'm so wonderfully happy that you're continuing to stay in touch with us when you're so far away.
Thank you so much. And also, I just want to remind you that it's so good for me to be here for the sake of my intestinal tract and colon. I don't just mean because of fiber. I mean because of happiness and beauty and wonderful friends. And, you know, that makes a difference too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So
well, thank you for
take
sharing.
Care and keep us posted, Deborah. Bless your heart. So this is Veronica Entwistle. Now, Paradigm Shifters has got a really interesting character on this coming week. Her name is Vivian Haar. She's only 10 years old, and for 2 years she's been raising money by selling lemonade in order to free slavery for kids from slavery around the world, whether they're sex slaves or whether they're cultural slaves that are made to work at a young age or whatever. This is an amazing young person who, when she heard about slavery at 8 years old, decided she was going to do something about it. So I really hope that you're going to tune in to Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And remember, we podcast Wednesdays on my site, veronicaentwistle.com. In fact, you can go on to veronicaentwistle.com and find a whole list of podcasts of shows that we've done over the last while on Paradigm Shifters. Last couple of years, I would say, is up there, although I'm not absolutely sure. And I want to recommend that you listen to the shows but with Jim Emke, E-H-M-K-E, that are podcasted because of the conversation tonight, which was all about food, digestion, the intestinal tract, and so on. And he's brilliant on that. I know you're just going to love it. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you have any feedback on this show or any other shows that we've done, or if you have suggestions for guests or feedback on the guests, go into my site, veronicaentwistle.com, and hit the Ask Veronica button, because it says Ask Veronica, but you can tell me as well. Or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, let me know there. I'd love to talk to you. Many, many blessings. Thank you so much for listening to Radiant. I was going to say Paradigm Shifters, but you're Paradigm Shifters and I'm a Paradigm Shifter. But this show's called Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings and good night.